Are you ready?
But I've been low key.
Hanging low key.
I've been on the low key.
Keep it low key.
Yeah, zipping low key.
And I was so low key.
Low key.
They like to stay low key.
Yo, yo, yo. Yes, yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name is Kyle Bowen. You can find this show on the Post It Up Network. Let me wheel it back a couple of lines, okay? I said Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. That's just a fact.
Straight up.
That's just a fact.
Straight up.
Okay, okay. If you're in your car or at home listening to this and you're a podcaster from the Lower Mainland and now you're disgruntled, you're pissed off, you're saying to yourself, what do you mean, Kyle? I'm a podcaster too. What gives you the right to say that your podcast is Vancouver's only podcast? Hey, it is what it is. Don't worry about what you can't control. Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about a lot, okay? A lot. Including blood transfusion, okay? We'll run the convo on what you say a segment later in the program. But man, oh man, this little segment from a TED Talk about blood transfusion, it put a lot into perspective, okay? Who am I? Who the fuck am I? Someone who failed biology to demand the rush of a vaccine. I don't know how that shit works. And this little TED Talk on the history of blood transfusion, again, put a lot into perspective. This is not going to be easy. You want these people doing this right. And sometimes, when that is the case, it's going to take some time. We're talking about vaccines, injections. That shit's fucked, yo. Okay, we'll also talk about this mantra from this podcast I was listening to. What a great conversation. It's from the You Made It Weird podcast with Pete Holmes, Conan O'Brien. He breaks down a beautiful mantra, okay? Okay. We also got an interview. Yes, an interview with a phenom. Can I say that? Is it too early? I just got high hopes for this kid, okay? Just a humble, smart, hardworking kid, Max from Chaos Club. He's going to tell us a little bit about himself, including a new single that's coming out on May 1st with Quintana. Man, oh man, that dude, that kid. I can't even call him a kid. That's offensive. That's a little man right there. And that's just a fact. And we also got some music on the program, okay? That's why it's Vancouver's only podcast. Let's be real. Let's be real. Now, do I have the permission to play these songs? Do I have the rights? No. Am I still going to play them? Yes. Let's start off now. Reveille, Be Like That. Coltar Got Bounced with the production. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, that was Reve with Be Like That. Production Colt, I got bounced straight up. I would say in the last 12, 13 months, Reve's become a voice in the city. She has. Her songs, they're decent. It's been a good year. Real talk, the last 12 months, Reve, now a voice in the city. Go check her out wherever you stream music. You can also find Be Like That on the Post It Up playlist, a playlist that updates every Sunday with 22 songs. I got a text message from the homie Cal today. Cal Capone, shout out Cal Capone. Vancouver's only podcast, remember Loki. He said, thanks for consistently updating that Post It Up playlist, okay? That's why I keep doing it. That is the reason. Now, if you want an in-depth look into why songs got put on for this week's playlist, go check out the latest episode of Connect the Dots, the story behind the Post It Up playlist on this network. Yes, on this network. Man, oh man, let's do it. Let's reveal the new segment on the program. I think we're calling it What You Say. Does that even make sense? What do you say? What you say? Oh, we can do that. What you say? Yes. The part of the show where we go over some of the things that provoked me throughout the week. Because I'd be listening to a lot of shit. Real talk. Real talk. Let's do it. What you say? On Loki.
What did you just say?
What did you say?
What the hell did you just say?
Say what?
What did you say?
What did you say? What did you say? What did you say? Yes, I have been timestamping a ton throughout the week. And I must say, it's making life a lot better. Timestamping a podcast. Who would have thought? It's like a fucking bookmark. Makes life a lot easier. And now I can give you some of the audio bits, okay? Share some of my, how do I say this? Share what has provoked me with you. Does that sound dirty? No, it doesn't. What am I saying? How is that dirty? Anyways, let's run a little bit from the podcast You Made It Weird, hosted by Pete Holmes. A week and change ago, he had Conan O'Brien on. And I was surprised. I really was. I was expecting tons of laughs. And I still got some, but by clicking this, I entered a world of philosophy that I wasn't really ready to take part in. It was intense. A lot of bits. Conan O'Brien, who would have thought? Let's run it.
But that Buddhist thing of the monk who just kept saying, perhaps, you know, they go up to the monk and they say, oh, this is such good fortune. I understand that you have a brand new home and it's up on the top of that hill. That's such good fortune. And he goes, perhaps. And then a flood comes and his house washes away. And they go, this is terrible. Your house on the hill is gone now. This must be terrible. And he goes, perhaps. But because it washed away, it exposed some gold. So now he has gold. And they go, this is great. You have gold now. Isn't that terrific? Perhaps. But because he has gold, some thieves come and see, you know, and it just keeps going back and forth. So is it better today or worse today? You want to say, you know, it's better today, right? You go, perhaps. So it's worse today. Perhaps. So it's better that we have the internet. Perhaps. I mean, it's worse that we have the internet. Perhaps.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Yes, perhaps. Not going to front. I was blown away by the power of this simple word and meaning and action. Look, I'm not telling you to use this 24/7. I think if you do so, it may block you from recognizing small wins and appreciating the moment a little bit. I mean, it feels like that if you just kept saying perhaps after every sentence. But I do also think that it would help you keep even keel. Which is important. It really is in this life. Never getting too high, never getting too low. Being at a relaxed state. I think it allows you to process the moment more. Perhaps look at every situation or answer every situation with a perhaps. But do find time, you know, to smile at those little wins. I don't really fuck with little wins that much, but I am trying my best this year to look at them a little differently. Cause I think it would allow me to appreciate the moment just a bit more. Could go find the rest of this conversation of You Made It Weird with Conan O'Brien by Pete Holmes, wherever you listen to podcasts. It is such a fascinating conversation. Again, I wasn't expecting it, but it really changed my perspective on a lot of things. It was powerful. It was moving. I'm going to say it right now. One of the best episodes of podcasting I've ever listened to.
Straight up! Straight up!
Man, oh man. How about this one? When did I listen to this? Last week. Was it last week? Last Saturday? I believe so. On a walk, 8 in the morning. Just smoked a joint. Sounds crazy. Sounds absurd. I sound like a pothead. But maybe I am crazy. Maybe I am absurd. Maybe I am a pothead. And that led me, all those things, to this episode of a TED Talk that I believe is what? This is like a TED Talk lesson? A TED Ed lesson. You can find these on Podbean. And they're fabulous. They're small little episodes full of information, full of knowledge. You might as well learn something in 6 minutes. And the people over at TED, they do it right. And on this episode, they teach you about blood transfusion and how it works. And it is fucking fascinating. You don't need to be interested in these things, yet you would have the most, oh man, just the imagery behind this story. Can we just run it? This is crazy.
In 1667, a French physician named Jean-Baptiste Denis became the first to try the technique on a human. Denis transfused sheep's blood into Antoine Malouet, a man likely suffering from psychosis, in the hopes that it would reduce his symptoms. Afterward, Malouet was in good spirits. But after a second transfusion, he developed a fever, severe pain in his lower back, intense burning in his arm, and he urinated a thick black liquid.
Tell you what, I would not be surprised if this same dude killed a whole bunch of people, ate a whole bunch of people, became a goat man or something, and started chomping on children and mothers. What the fuck were they thinking in the 1600s? Goat blood? Man, oh man. That's fucked up. But that's kind of the way this shit works, right? Medical discoveries. It's trial and error. Look, this little TED Ed lesson that you should listen to, I'll put the link in the bio. Really put a lot into perspective, man. Real talk. Now, I wasn't hating personally before on doctors and medical people and the lack of a vaccine. I'm not here mad at them like some fucks, like some dumbasses. Where the fuck is the vaccine? People are dying. What the fuck are you doing? Why'd you go to school for that long? Just shut up. This shit's gonna take time. We're talking about vaccines and shit entering someone's body and trying to cure this disease that nobody can really get a hold of. This will take time. Let's let the doctors work. Let's not spread no negative energy towards them. They're the superheroes. There's so many superheroes right now, okay? So many people on the front lines. And I'm just hoping they figure it out the right way. Last thing you want is the wrong vaccine going around to millions and millions and millions of people. Who knows what will happen? You've seen the movies. I'm not saying the movies are real. But you don't want these guys fucking this up. Take your time. Well, not take your time. Do we really want them to take their time? Yo, just get it right. Get it right. Don't give the people goat blood and experiment with other animals. Just do it right. Please. Please, for the people. Shout out to the world right now. Again, shout out to everyone on the front lines, including the janitors and those that still have to work at fast food restaurants. Y'all beautiful. Y'all doing a great job. Y'all trying your best. Everyone stay safe. And now let's run the next clip. This clip right here. This clip right here, I must say. Okay, I know we have Max, 15-year-old producer from North Van, coming up in just a bit. And that may lead to other kids clicking on this episode and wanting to hear their friend talk about himself being a producer and whatnot. And I must say to you kids that the following is extremely dirty, and I recommend that you don't listen to it, okay? I don't want your parents coming at me. But I heard this shit, and I was amazed.
Yeah, can I get a small order of popcorn and a large order of butter and just, like, a lot of napkins, please?
Butter. Anyway, would that be all?
Yeah,
That'll be $6.95. Man, why this shit so slimy?
Okay, I'm sorry. I tried telling you. I gave you a warning. I wish I had a warning before clicking on that track. Yes, it's a song, I guess. It's the first song or first track off of Hardcore by Lil' Kim from 1996. Now, I clicked on this album and gave it a chance for a couple of reasons. And I'll still give it a chance. Because after that first song, I gave up. I wasn't ready for it. It threw me off. It was a beautiful day outside. I didn't know I was going to listen to that. Anyways, this album showed up under the critically acclaimed section that Spotify throws to you. It was right beside the likes of Kendrick Lamar and Damn, J. Cole and 2014 Forest Hills Drive, Jay-Z, 444, even Mobb Deep was in the section. Look, this album was next to the greats. And I'm not saying it's great. I got to listen to the whole thing. Off the top, though, if you're starting with that, you're trying to make a statement. Because that's a big statement. That's a bold way to create your debut or start off your debut project. I got to give you props, Lil' Kim. That shit right there, that's provoking. That gets the thoughts racing. It really does. That's it for this section or this segment of What You Saying. We'll be back next week. Who knows? Who knows what I'll be listening to throughout the following week? Maybe, just maybe, I'll go back to this interview that we're about to throw at you with Max from the Chaos Club. Wise man. Wise young man. Really is. Met him, when did I meet him? Like 7 or 8 weeks ago at 2Track. Totally amazed him. I thought he was lost. I was going to give him my cell phone to have him call his parents, but no, he belongs. He belongs, and he's just wise, man. I hope you enjoy the interview, and we'll play it for you after a few songs, because once again, this is Loki. It's Vancouver's only podcast.
Can I? trying to get me out my zone. You calling, calling, I've been stalling, stalling. Gonna leave a message at the tone.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Please don't hit my line. Swear I don't even got time. Seem like everything fine. Whole life on my mind. Keep that money on sight. Ready to pay any price. Please don't hit my No, I'm not saying it twice. Is it just me or you blind? Might think I'm falling behind. But I'm watching all fall in line. I might just pop like surprise. I cannot fuck with these guys. I swear they kill my vibe. But they ain't fucking with mine, no, no. They ain't fucking with mine. And I don't even trust these hoes. Shorty blowing up my phone. I swear they all do the most. Why I'd rather be alone? Why I'd rather be a ghost? They try to get me out my zone. You calling, calling, I've been stalling, stalling. Gonna leave a message at the tone. Inside a glass house, I'm pouring to set my glass now. Oh yeah, I wasn't asking for much. I just went and ran it up. I can't let them going up. Oh yeah, got me ash in these blunts. I never fell for it once. And I drive cars the foreign ones. Oh yeah, and I drip like the candle. All these flows that I channel. Yeah, it get cold out in candle. Oh yeah, fuck with me. Fuck you mean, I got swag. $1,000 jeans and she like my fashion. Oh yeah, all these vampires, bloodsuckers. All these damn flies and vultures. We're stuck inside the culture. Oh yeah, I can't stand it, I promise you. That's why I'm a candidate. Running to represent each and every one of you. Oh yeah, I can't lie, I love this, yeah. I'm on fire to open up, yeah. I'm on grind to double up, yeah. Oh yeah, I'ma shine regardless. Show my tongue coming. I'ma climb without a harness.
Lame niggas talk, but they don't know what they talking about.
I don't rest at the office.
Yeah, your ninja winning cash. That punnets in my stash. Now I live inside a glass house. I'm pouring to set my glass now.
Oh yeah,
I wasn't asking for much. I just went and ran it up. I can't let them going up.
Oh yeah,
got me ash in these blunts. I never fell for it once. Do not drive cars the foreign ones.
Oh yeah,
and I drip like the candle. All these flows that I channel. Yeah, it get cold out in candle.
Oh yeah,
fuck with me, all my bands are. Fuck you mean, I got swag. $1,000 jeans and she like my fashion.
You are back on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Go get the Post It Up Network. You just heard some music. I gotta shout it out before we run the Max interview. You heard Tone by Sharuk, production once again by Coltar Got Bounce. And you also heard that new Illy Miniachi. I've been needing this. I've been needing it on the phone. Some new Illy, cold in Canada. Who's the producer on that? Kane West. Who the fuck is Kane West? I don't know. But y'all did some work on that song. Let's do it though. Let's run this Max interview, Chaos Club. Shout out to the young one. Hope you enjoy. So what's new, man? Quarantine life, how's it treating you? You know, if I was 15 years old and I was told that I couldn't go to school and I just get this long ass summer vacation, I would be somewhat naive to what's going on in the real world and I'd be excited, man. How's it treating you?
Yeah, well, like, I've just been cooking up a lot because, I mean, I have a setup here, so I've just been cooking up a lot, which is weird because I've also gotten into cooking, like actual food, because, like, I have so much time now, which is, like, fun. It's, like, another hobby, I guess. And, yeah, just trying to, like, watch the news and stay updated because I hope all this shit blows over soon.
Oh, man. Okay, this kid right here, I'm not even going to call you a kid, 15-year-old man talking to me about cooking. Not only beats, but actual food. Ladies, this guy might be, you know, one of the best U16 bachelors in the fucking city right now, cooking and cooking up beats. Man, man, look, what are you making? Like, what type of food are you making?
Anything that I've been for.
That's good, that's good. Do you think that there's, like, a lack of inspiration since you've been kind of confined to being in your house, or you finding it pretty easy to be inspired and making music?
Well, my inspiration a lot comes from, like, the actual city, because, like, I a lot of people get inspired by nature. I get inspired by, but I guess I just listen to, like, new music at home, and that kind of inspires me. Like, it's less of a visual thing, I guess, because it's just music, right? So it just inspires me that way, just by listening to it at home.
Yeah, straight up, I think everyone gains inspiration in different ways, and I'm always curious to see how musicians who make the shit get their inspiration from it. And right now, I think some people are, you know, thinking too much about this quarantine and how it's stalling their inspiration. I mean, the creators just got to find a way to create. It is what it is, you know, barring any type of circumstance, you got to create.
For sure, for sure. And, like, everything that you create, it'll just lead to more inspiration. Like, if I just cook something up and I like it, then I'll be inspired to make something and take some sort of, like, elements from that and kind of add it to my next project or whatever.
No, that's good to hear. I always had this question for producers. I mean, if you're just sitting at home and you're cooking up beats, do you lose any passion for that beat if it's sitting on your computer for too long and you haven't had someone spit bars on it?
Nah, not really, because I know, like, it'll come, that somebody will come on, get on the beat, or even if they don't, it's still cool because it's still, like, a form of music. Like, and then you just have more product. Like, if you just have something sick to show people, even if they don't hop on it, it just shows that, like, you can do it, you know?
100%.
Like, if you just have something fire and no one's on it, but you still play for people, they'll still recognize that it's good, and then that'll be there, like, that's how they look at you. So nothing really goes to waste.
That's good to hear, man. That's good that you know you see your work valid and as an asset, and it's so important these days, especially in the world of music, that, you know, nothing really goes to waste and there is something always there. You're listening to Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. We got Max, producer. Young man, we're not calling you a kid anymore on this program. Young man, part of the Chaos Club. Man, oh man, good to have you. You talked about music inspiring you right now since you can't go outside. What are you listening to right now?
Party Next Door, all the way, bro. That's new project, Party Mobile.
Yeah.
Like, right before it dropped, I was listening to a lot of, like his like, first album. Just to, like, I don't know, I was just kind of hyped because he's one of my favorite artists, and I create music that's very similar to him. It takes a lot of inspiration, and bro, he did not miss on that album. It really hit. And same with The Weeknd. The Weeknd was fire as well.
Bro, After Hours by The Weeknd, I may be jumping the gun here, but I think it's a fucking masterpiece, man. As far as how the sounds hit your eardrums, and all the unique sounds. I just feel like that is a masterpiece, and I don't listen to a lot of Weeknd. I really don't. It doesn't really resonate with where my life is or the experiences I've had in my life, but I do have to appreciate the sonics and the technical side of the music, and it's fabulous.
Yeah, bro, the production on that one's crazy.
Let's go back to Party Mobile, though, okay? Because I listened to it, and I think it's great, and ironically, I think a week before the project came out, Sharuk was telling me to listen to Party's first album. Is that like Party Next Door 1? And or just Party Next Door and just in general. He talks about how that album is one of his favorites, and it couldn't really allow him to listen to the other parts of Party Next Door 2 and 3 at the same level. What's so special about that first project? Was it just because it was such a dope introduction to Party Next Door?
Yeah, well, pretty much when that dropped, it was 2013, so I was not very old.
Yeah, like obviously, bro. Come on, bro. What were you? You were like 8 years old.
I wasn't really listening to the first one. So, so that way, like now, obviously, I listen to like all of his projects. I think it was weird though when I was like 11 or 10, I started listening to his second album. So, I mean, I got into it really young, still, but it's still like, I don't know. I think Party Mobile is just, it's super fire. And cause I didn't really get that experience of hearing his first album, like right away, because I was really young, really know what's going on. I couldn't really hold him to that level. But I still think Party Mobile, from what I hear from people, is like, it's something that like, that kind of matches his energy on his first one. And I hear that the third one from a lot of people was a miss. And then he kind of sunk down, and then Party Mobile just kind of, it started hitting better now once it came out. Yeah. Opposed to his three projects.
Yeah, I guess it's sometimes a detriment to have such a polished or just well-made introduction project where your expectations are just through the roof. I mean, for me personally, I started listening to Party Next Door in 2015, 2016, so right around the time the third project came out, and I actually enjoyed that project. I mean, I think there's a song on there called 1942. I think that song is just fucking amazing. And then you have the hits, yeah, like Not Nice, Only You. I don't know, just, I guess you're right, though. You spoke on it. I mean, it really depends on when you catch the quote-unquote vibe or the first initial experience of the artist. And just to talk about Party Mobile just a bit more, I've only listened to it once, and again, it sounds so right. And we're talking about a guy who, I mean, I'll say it right now, the dude's a musical genius. I mean, if you can make one international hit, and we're talking about Work, if you're writing that song, and that song was played throughout the whole fucking universe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you were destined to make music, and he's shown a lot of depth in all of his work. Now, he made that song with Rihanna. I mean, just to get Rihanna on a track around this time, it's a feel-good song. I love that song, man. That song's amazing.
That song's amazing, for sure. That song's really good, and I'm really happy that they came together to do that. It wouldn't be the same without Rihanna, you know?
Oh, 100%. Got the fucking legend on there, and it's just been a good month for OVO just in general. Now, when we talked the first time at 2Track, something that did amaze me was, you know, your, for lack of a better word, your love for Wyclef Jean. Like, why do you have an appreciation for that artist? It just seems kind of out of touch with how old you are and, you know, what we just talked about.
Well, it's, so like, I was just listening to so much random music when I was little, and my dad, like, into a lot of like the old school stuff. He was a lot into like alternative music, but he likes rap and hip hop a lot. And I was just kind of like exploring different artists. So like it was like I was listening to the Fugees a lot. Listening like to like Wyclef. There were just a lot of like older artists that I was listening to without even knowing that they were old. I was just listening to music.
Nice, man. That's a very open way to listen to music. I mean, it's quote unquote older music, but if you're listening to it for the first time, it is new music. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's good that you're open to that. And just going back to the Fugees, and The Score, I mean, one of the most legendary hip-hop albums of all time. And I've read about that album for years, and I just listened to it top to bottom a couple times over the last couple months, and it's just excellent. And when I was listening to it, bro, I tell you the truth, man. I'm an honest person, honest podcast, and I've been saying it. I only started listening to hip-hop for the love of it probably post-2014, 2015. I didn't even know Wyclef was part of the Fugees.
Yeah.
I just listened to it blind, and it was amazing. Then I just, you know, read up on him, heard an interview on him, and yeah, man, he's one of those guys too. Music, like, he was born to make music.
Yeah, man, the Fugees are good. Like, it's just like real music. Like, I like real music, you know, like music that's actually like, you can tell that they made it and they did everything. It just makes it more meaningful, even to the listener. They'll be able to tell, like, yeah, if there was like a million people like ghostwriting for you and like the beat wasn't even yours, but like people can tell if you're actually doing that yourself.
Yeah, man, if you listen to music enough, and I'm sure you listen to it a ton, I mean, you're a fucking producer, WizKid, Phenom, Max on Loki, you can hear, you know, the heart in some songs, like where it came from, and that's when songs are totally elite. I mean, I totally agree with you there. I mean, you can't really fake it. You can get by, don't get me wrong. You can get by making a hit and not coming from the heart because of the way the sonics work and how it's structured. But the best of best, yes, you hear it. You actually hear the fucking heart. It came from somewhere.
Man, people just want to, like, rap and do music for the results. So, like, bro, I just make beats because, like, I like it. Even if I, like don't make it, bro, which, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just grinding so hard, but like just being able to make beats is like a privilege, you know?
Yeah, man.
And like hope to do that for the rest of my life as a job, as a career. Like, yeah, like Fozzy told me, like that's like the dream, which it is.
That, yeah, that's part of the dream. I mean, I think you kind of said it just before that, where, you know, you're just making music right now. You're loving making the music, and one thing you'll realize later down the road, or maybe in a few months, or maybe you're realizing it right now, that right now you are somewhat living the dream, bro. You're doing what you love, like you love to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
for real.
You have to take solace in that before, you know, the paycheck comes and, you know, you can buy your parents whatever they want. But let's talk more about your parents. Okay. So you're diving into the world of hip hop, I would say over the last 2 or 3 years in the genre. I think it's kind of tailored off in 2020 towards the end of 2019, a lot of drug infused music. Were your parents ever concerned that, you know, their son was getting into hip hop production at a young age?
Well, so pretty much, like when I started, I wasn't doing it for anyone. I was just at my house, like I didn't even have speakers. I was using like just my like laptop and like speakers and stuff. So I wasn't really in it. And then I started going to sessions, like studio sessions, before I was like really doing much. Like before, I don't even have my first placement yet. It's coming soon though. But I started going to sessions, and then that's when they were kind of like wanting to like just come drop me off, like make sure it was all good.
Yeah.
And I joined Chaos Club. They got a lot more like comfortable with it, like because like I transit there and stuff, and like I get there on my own a lot, because they're just a lot more comfortable now because those people are like they've introduced themselves to my parents because I'm like part of the teams. Like, they built a lot of trust with Chaos Club, so it really helped. And I try to, like, not break that trust, you know, because they're still allowing me to do a lot right now. And, yeah, Chaos Club just, they're making sure, like, I'm staying on the right track, not doing anything bad. Like, they're hard on me, man. Like, they're hard on me, but it's, like, it's all love. Like, it's all in a good place, and it's going to help me out in the future.
Yeah, man, because they know, man, they know. I mean, they know your potential, man. And, you know, as older chaps, you know, we've been through it, and we haven't gone to the places that we've wanted to go to, but we understand the importance of giving back, and part of giving back is being honest. And I think that they can tell that you can take it, you know what I'm saying? You're just a wise fucking man, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is. And it's cool how, you know, the Chaos Club, you know, it's all your business, but it's cool how the Chaos Club and the people at the top of it, you know, they talk to your parents. Because once again, you are 15 years old, and I'm sure that they were able to, you know, let your parents know that everything's all good here. And it's not hard to see them. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Boslin, Buck, Natasha, and company, and Isaac. You know, those are great, wonderful people, genuine people. So it makes sense how, you know, your parents have some trust in their young chap making hip-hop music. Once again, we got Max here on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. I want to talk about one artist. I want to talk about Drake, okay? When I was walking my dog just a couple minutes ago prior to this interview, I was like, damn, you know, Max is only 15 years old. That means Drake has been a part of your life, or just been a part of the sphere for your entirety of living, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? But how do you feel about his music? Like, do you think he's one of the best of all time? I'm always curious to see how the young people look at Drake.
I do. I know a lot of young people are like, his music's soft or whatever, has no edge. But dude, he's just the boss, bro. Like, they call his house like fucking embassy. Like, bro, he's just a boss. And like, no, I love Drake. Like, I remember listening to like What a Time to Be Alive with him and Future on the way to basketball game.
Hey.
And that was like, yeah, that was just like, that it was a good time to be alive, you know. Jake's a boss, man. And like, I don't know, I just think that like that level where like he did the Rap Radar interview,
yeah,
and like he was just like sipping wine and just chilling like in his big ass mansion. Like, that's a sick place to be at in your life. And like, I like Drake a lot. For yeah. Chicago Freestyle, when he put that, man, out, man. Yeah, like, when to say it's cool, bro, but Chicago Freestyle, that was the one. And bro, people need to listen to that more, because that song way too
need to cool. Listen to the stuff he dropped on SoundCloud, man, because he's just dropping bar after bar after bar after bar. He's saying a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, like, there's a song nobody really knows about it, but Drake just dropped it on like SoundCloud. It's called like Desires,
mm-hmm,
with him.
Yeah,
a lot
so
of people
good. Don't
know that one, bro. That song's nice as well, and like it's catchy. And like Tuesday Squad just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a smart guy for that one. That's just a business move.
Yeah, man. I think a lot of people are looking too much into his dance oriented lyrics and calling him a genius or business oriented person with those lyrics. I just think that if Drake wasn't good with the cadences or his flows and taking chances with his bars, that song wouldn't be as good. I mean, I think he still did work around the hook that made the song what it is today.
And yeah.
That's just an interesting response from you. I didn't expect that, man. I thought, you know, you were going to come in with some heat for Drake because, once again, I mean, you're only 15 years old. Drake's been around for, what, like 11 years? 11 plus years as far as mainstream shit goes?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I've met a lot of young people who don't fuck with Drake at all. So it's interesting. Interesting to see that you're.
Yeah, bro. I don't know why you would.
Yeah, it may be. It's funny, man. It's like some people are like, oh, yo, he makes soft music. Yo, we're all soft. We're all soft. What type of human,
bro, like,
are you?
Bro, like, man, like, once you start, like, living that, like, he just made moves. He just kind of just came up. And, like, now he's just, like, he's, like, him and like Travis and but like and Kendrick and J. Cole and Young Thug, like, they're kind of like the top, but like when you just hear Drake's name, like, it's just bigger, you know. It's just like he kind of just created like a big ass legacy.
Yeah, 100%. A big ass legacy that he doesn't even know when to stop. I mean, he talks about it in 2C Slide, so it's just interesting to see where Drake goes in the future. And it's also interesting to see, like, who's up next. Like, who's going to compete with Drake? Who's going to knock this guy off the throne? I think competition is so valuable. Who do you think is one of the top dogs in rap that could compete with Drake?
Well, I definitely think Travis Scott's going to get there.
Hey.
Like, I do think he'll get there. I think he just needs to drop, like, his next project or something. Mm-hmm. He's already got his own team with like Don Toliver, who's really coming up this year.
Facts,
and
man.
Bro,
facts.
Pop Smoke is really coming up. That's it. Sucks to see him pass away. Like,
rest in peace. Rest like, in peace. Yeah, man.
That was like, bro, he was gonna make that drill, that whole drill sound, like, completely mainstream, and that would have been like a whole new thing. But
100%.
I definitely think other people are gonna carry that in. Like, there's a lot of, like, underground New York rappers, but he was that guy that kind of brought it to the mainstream.
Yeah, he brought it to the West. He was bringing it to the West. I mean, you could hear it. Pop Smoke was doing it, and it sounded right. It sounded nice. And you talked about it earlier, man, about authenticity. I mean, you could tell, man, this guy was really going through that shit, and he was talking about it, and it worked.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, he really, like, when Drake starts to hop on that type of genre, like, that's how you know that you brought it to somewhere where it needs to be. Like, he got on, like, two drill, and that I've heard, like, War and, like, the one for the Top Boy album.
No, that's facts, man. That's facts. It just...
Travis
for me, one of my favorite artists of all time too. I think I get scrutinized heavily because I'm always on the Astroworld is one of the best albums of all. It just hits me, you know, it's one of the best albums of all time. People don't agree with me, but it is what it is. You're listening to Loki. Once again, we got Max. Let's step away from the mainstream. Let's just focus on Max and what you're doing with the world of music. I'm hearing rumors that you may have some additional credits on a song that Boslin's coming out with called Vultures. Here's a funny story. Before I did meet you that time at 2-Track, I was at 2-Track maybe 2 weeks prior to that, and Boslin leaked the song to me, and he was going nuts. Vultures was hard as fuck. This guy was partying to his own song. It's always a pleasant sight when you see that. Talk about that experience, working with a Boslin on a real track for the first time.
Well, yeah. Like, it's Chaos Club, like, family, you know? It's just, like, the artist on Chaos Club, like, that song was, like, produced by Kelland, and I was in the studio there, so, like, I got some additional production on there, but, yeah, the song was just, it was fun to make. It was, like, definitely a good experience, I mean, like, because, like, we've, like, everybody in Chaos Club just works together heavily, and it was just good to get one in.
Yeah, facts, man. And I remember you telling me an interesting story about the first time you met Boslin. You mind telling that one again?
Yeah, so like the team. So I was sending Isaac beat packs for like every week. Like, I was just, cuz like that's what I did. I had like no name in Vancouver. Like, I was just like sending out beat packs, cooking up at my house.
Yeah.
And then I saw Isaac's story. They were at my school. Just like scoping out like classrooms, and so I texted him and they said they're doing a video shoot there, and then he told me to come through, so I went to the video shoot, and then that's where I met like everyone. I was at my school, and that's the Lightspeed video. It's out now, so now I can say that. Yeah, it was for Lightspeed, and that's when I got to meet everyone. I was in talks with Isaac before that, but that's when I think I met Buck for the second time there, and that was my first time meeting Bozzy. And yeah, that was. Oh, Jaymon also pulled up. Hey. He was in the video. That was so funny. Like, so good. He was in the video. He's a grown ass man. That was hilarious. and then yeah, so that's how I met them. And then we just, like, the next day I just hit Buck up, and then, yeah, we just had a meeting, and then it just happened.
That's awesome, man. No, you know what? It didn't just happen, bro. You put your foot down, you got it done, bro. That's interesting to see how you know, a 15-year-old man would be that eager to get something done or just work towards something, and that's good on you, man. That's good on you. I mean, you obviously left a good impression during that short amount of time, and now look, you're a member of Chaos Club. Before we started the interview, you talked about a single, your first single, well, part of your first single coming out with Quintana. You want to talk about that too?
Yeah, bro. So I got, you're the first, this is the first time I'm telling it to someone not in the label, but now is a good time.
Hey.
So, yeah, I got something dropping very soon with my boy Q. It's produced by me. He's the artist on it, but we're releasing it under my name. Under Chaos Club, the label.
Exciting times, bro. That's sick.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's going to be like my debut. And then a lot more to come from there.
That's exciting, man. Your first single coming out under you with Quintana, who's, you know, making a lot of noise over the last couple months. One of these new emerging artists that, you know, I just found out about early in 2020.
Yeah.
Last question. You're coming out with your first song. Things may change in a short amount of time. They may take longer. Who knows? In the world of music, what are your friends, you know, not the ones away from music, think about everything that you're doing right now?
Well, like, I got like a couple of close friends, like close people. a lot of people who are like, you know, like being rude and stuff in high school, like in my first couple of years, trying to be nice to me now, which is kind of funny. But like, yeah, I just got a couple of like close friends, and I just kind of, but like my homies are like, because like I'm around Chaos Club a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the music people as well. Like, just a couple of close friends from my school, and then a lot of people like, bro, I just, like, if you were being like that to me at the start of the year, like, and now you see this, like, don't come at me with a different attitude.
Yo, young mad, you know? If you ain't with it from the start, get the fuck out of here. That's interesting, man. That's, again, yeah. I think, you know, moving into the future, I'm sure that we'll have many conversations down the road. I'm very, very fascinated to see, you know, where your career goes, because it must be the job your parents did. It must be, you know, your friends, your close circle. It must be the people at the Chaos Club. But, you know, your head's on right at a very young age. And I'm going to say it right now, man, the sky's the limit, bro. The sky's the limit. Just be disciplined, work hard, and most importantly, I said this to you at the start, have fun. Have fun, bro.
Yeah, man. It's fun time.
Well, not
with fire shit, but like,
yeah, man.
After all this passes, then it'll be some fun times.
There you go, man. There you go. It sounds like, you know, you're in love with the journey, the process of making the music. Heads on right. Exciting times for Max. Exciting times for Chaos Club. Exciting times for the city of Vancouver. Yo, Max, thank you so much for hopping on Loki, bro.
Appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, let's get to some music. On the other side, we'll play some What's the Word. You're listening to Loki.
No need to premeditate this. I've been on your radar. I wanna see all that you got. Why do I see something to set my mind free? Mind free. Who's here to say that I can't be curious about you and don't make it too easy to let us grow up?
Do better, don't let them grow us apart. Do better, long as you're further from the start. I forget what to say, I don't know who to blame. But I know I should do better, getting caught up in your ways. Do better, as long as I make something change. And I just need your company. Will you wanna see me do better, do better? Why do I just need something to set my mind?
Feeling rough, that's when you come around. Bitch, pass no piece of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? You can't imagine living like this without me. But now I'm doing better, doing better. I should've seen this from the start.
Do better, do better.
Even if I gon' break your heart.
Do better, do better. Don't let them grow us apart. Do better, do better. Long as you're further from the start.
That was Tashale featuring Quintana Mills with Do Better on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Quintana, the same man who's featured on Max's single coming out on May 1st called Addicts. Go find that also. Quintana, what a name. I've seen him a couple times. I've heard a couple songs. I actually see him everywhere on Instagram in the city. Who is he? I don't know. I would love to have a conversation, though, with Quintana. How do you get a name like that? Quintana. Man, oh man, let's do it, though. Let's run the best segment that's called Loki Home. The only one that has lasted the test of time. Yes, we're talking about What's the Word.
What's the word?
Is it Alex Karras in Webster?
I don't believe it.
Today's word on What's the Word is solace. Yes, solace. I'll spell it out for you. S-O-L-A-C-E. This word right here, it packs a ton of magic. That's what it does. It's fucking magic. Listen to this. Listen to the definition. Solace. Comfort or consolation in a time of distress or sadness. Once again, solace. Comfort or consolation in a time of distress or sadness. If you wield this word and understand the power of it, you will be able to guide your way through difficult times. You will. There's always a will or a way to find your way through some trouble, through some sadness, through some distress, with solace. Now in my life, I'll be honest, this may sound like a humble brag. This may sound pretty ignorant, but it's the facts. I'm an honest person. Has distress or sadness found a home in my life? I wouldn't say so. I can't say so. I'm very fortunate. But I do have my struggles like any other human. And I've noticed that looking at the glass, being half full, has helped me understand things better. Living in the moment has helped me understand that even though I'm a 26-year-old Hindu still living with his parents after losing his job, I'm still in control because I'm at solace with my situation. I'm looking at things a little different. I really am. I'm blessed. I really am. Are 8 people going to listen to this podcast? Maybe. How about 10? Maybe. How about 20? Maybe. I think my average for Loki last year was like 40 views an episode. You could point to that and say, yo, there's some distress in there. You're 26. You're a fucking Hindu. You lost your job. You're living with your parents. But no, motherfucker. I find solace in the fact that I'm able to create what I want to create, to talk to the people I want to talk to, and I'm leaving the rest of it to not chance, but to the universe. Who knows when I'll get my quote-unquote break? I'm not worried about that. I really am not. This shit's fun. City of Vancouver. Have fun with the stuff you do. Start from there. Take some of that pressure away. Use solace in whatever you're dealing with. Weird times in the world right now. And you have to find a way to get around it. You really do.
Wait. What?
That was Loki, Vancouver's only episode. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Now remember, this podcast was impossible. This experience was impossible without the music, without some of those podcast clips. So go check out the description. Find all that music. Find all those episodes I stole from. And treat yourself. Okay? Treat yourself. Learn something. Why don't we ride out to a song, though, okay? Because once again, this is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. You know what I want to listen to? I want to listen to one of the most talented artists in this city that we need more music from. Yo, Side, what's going on, brother? I hope you're making more music. You want to talk about pure talent, an ear for music? You want to talk about someone that I think is destined? to have his music heard by the world, it's sad. Bar for bar. Real talk, bar for bar. This dude doesn't take a line off. It's sad. What should we play, Zone? Yeah, let's play Zone. Off of Sideways. Once again, this was Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we, yes, we fucking appreciate it. Peace!
They say, what's up, money, you know, got a little bag, gotta get more, got a little stress, I ain't never show, anxiety high, so I be low, she wanna date, I don't do those, I don't got time, and none of these hoes, barely got time to pick up my clothes, fuck it, I throw in a Gucci and go, perky, zone, dirty, zone, put me in my zone, got a lot going on, busy, zone, busy, zone, can't pick up the phone, got a lot going on.
So what do they call you?
Call me side girl, need a rider, not no side girl. Are you with it? Show me how. Fuck it up, hold me down, yeah. Girl, I had too many thoughts sitting on my head. And I had too many thoughts sitting on my bed. I wanna think about it, rather thinking you instead. Do it like that, so I forget. Say, what's up, money, you know, got a little bag, gotta get more, got a little stress, I never show, anxiety high, so I be low. She wanna date, I don't do those, I don't got time, and none of these hoes, barely got time to pick up my clothes, fuck it, I throw in a Gucci and go. Perky zone, dirty zone, put me in my zone, got a lot going on. Busy zone, busy zone, can't pick up the phone, got a lot going on. They would play me then, and they play me now. Only difference is when they do is pay me now. Put me in my zone, they ain't taking me out. Put me in my zone and I'm gone, yeah. You never leave it ringing when I call you. We could be on thin ice, but you fall though, yeah. Said these niggas done, it's all me. But when I get you, I'ma saw you. Girl, I had too many thoughts sitting on my head. And I had too many thoughts sitting on my bed. I wanna think about it, rather thinking you instead. Do it like that, so I forget. Say, what's up, money, you know, got a little bag, gotta get more, got a little stress, I never show, anxiety high, so I be low. She wanna date, I don't do those, I don't got time, and none of these hoes, barely got time to pick up my clothes, fuck it, I throw in a Gucci and go. Perky zone, dirty zone, put me in my zone, got a lot going on. Busy zone, busy zone, can't pick up the phone, got a lot going on.